Hello, everyone. Welcome to another exciting episode of Top Trio. This is the first in a series of many episodes of one of our web series we're going to call One Piece After Dark. What I mean, One Piece After Dark means that we're going to get very candid about One Piece, and we're going to talk about the ins and out, the wrong, the right, and everything in between. So for our first episode, I have one of my amazing friends. We talk about One Piece more than probably anybody else I've ever talked to in my whole life. I love that somebody cares about it, probably a little bit more than I do. And that's very hard to come by. But I want to introduce you all to this one guy. You all may know him. Only thing I see right now, I see the Shanks icon on his screen. And yeah, if y'all know Shanks, he's pretty badass. But I'm gonna introduce my man Burke. What's up? What's up, dude?
How you doing, homie?
I'm doing great, man. I'm happy to have you here, man. We can talk about one of my favorite things to talk about each and every day outside of AEW.
Oh, yes, of course. No, been waiting for this. Excited for it. Almost too excited. So, because things been hyped.
So let me tell you, all how this came about. So we were just, we talk One Piece all day, every day. And it was like, you know what? I'm thinking about getting this Top Trio thing back off the ground. And I said, I'd love to talk about One Piece. And we were just chatting. I said, we got to do a One Piece After Dark, man. And he said, I'm down. He said, make it happen, Rick. And then, like, every day, he's like, Rick, come on. He was like, the streets need it, bro. The streets need it. And I'm like,
Each new chapter since we said that, the streets have been begging for it, bro. Clamoring for it.
I don't know who these people are on the streets, but we're going to give it to them. So you got to give the people what they want.
Exactly.
Yeah. So what I want to say this is that we're going to have multiple segments up here. And then anything gets to a point where it's a spoilerish, we will have a disclaimer. Say, hey, this is a spoiler. Please pause and go to the next 2 minute mark or whatever.
Yes, of course.
I'll do that. I'll do all that in the after production magic stuff. But let's just start off here, man. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to ask you some candid questions and we're going to go right into One Piece After Dark. So
I'm ready.
So to kind of break the ice a little bit, because I already know kind of who your number one is, but who are your top three One Piece characters? Give me the third first, the second, third second, first. Okay. And then the first third. There we go.
All right, bet. The third one took a little bit of time because like the first two have been pretty solidified for like a hot minute now. Yeah. But it was between Aokiji and Blackbeard.
I thought Zoro would have been your number three though.
Why would you have thought that? As much as I like Marimo, why would you have thought that?
I'm just, yo, I'll get into it. Second. Yo, this man hates Zoro, dude. I'm sorry. I'm going
Wait,
out.
Whoa.
You hate that dude, man.
When I get to the number one, I will explain Zoro.
I'm gonna do is laugh, bro. I'm sorry. I kind of gave it away. But okay, look. Okay, so tell me why you got your number three, though, man. That's your number three, man.
So it was between. So it's between my man Aokiji and Blackbeard, right?
Okay.
Because I'm sitting there like, all right, so Aokiji's that dude. Like, he's just a solid, chill, you know, full pun intended kind of guy. And, like, you know, since I was a kid, I've always enjoyed ice powers, ice abilities, you know what I'm saying? Frozone, you know, like, things like that.
Honey, where's my super suit?
Oh, jeez. All timelines. Yeah. Sam Jackson is worth every penny he has ever been worth for that line alone. But then I thought, it's got to be Blackbeard. Like, number three has to be
Mr.
Blackbeard
Teach.
because every time he shows up, he's kind of like Shanks in this regard, but a little bit more so. Because, like, every time he shows up, although it's rare, it's pure fucking chaos.
It is.
Like, it is just absolute insanity. As soon as you see either, like, his Jolly Roger or that anytime that happens, you're like, okay, well, somebody's about to die. Devil fruits are getting stolen somehow. Like, he's absolute and utter chaos, and I just love it.
One of my favorite moments is when he was eating food with Luffy. I was like, hold up. I said, this is the big bad. He just chilling, eating with Luffy. I'm like, whoa, time out.
Looking like a bum. He looked... Before he got that devil fruit, he was just a bum. This dude was just looking like pure trash. Like, he had no drip whatsoever. None. And as soon as he gets that fruit, he builds his way up. All of a sudden, time skip Blackbeard when he had like the two baddies on him. Oh,
bro.
God, bro.
My man got the gold rings. He got the gold chain. He come in here wearing Gucci.
Nah, all he needs
is the beard. He Rick Ross, man. He good to go, man.
Facts. Let's go. Let's go. When we cast the Rick Ross in the live action One Piece, bro.
Yo, they did Rick Ross. Yo, dude, I'm cool with that though. I'm cool with it though. I'm cool with it. As long as he lets Swerve be in his joint, I'm good too, man.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay. We got to find a place for Swerve. We'll talk about that in another one.
Okay. So number two, man.
Number two has got to be the unstoppable force himself, the man, the myth, Kaido. This son of a bitch had to this day, still the best entrance of any character, maybe in fiction. Like, you just got a bunch of dudes sitting around on a cloud talking about how this guy is the baddest man alive as he is plummeting to his doom.
Yes.
Just high speed. So I'm like, oh yeah, he has wanted to die. He's trying to find a place to die, a battlefield worthy. Talking about how many times he's been hung, how many times he's been stabbed, how many times they tried to guillotine him. He's escaped this many ships. Like, crazy. The gas was insane.
Bro.
And then he crashes.
The animation. Because, like, woo! Even during that time, Dragon Ball Super was kind of in the light limelight. And then the animation they put to him dropping down and then standing up over top of everyone, it was clean, dude.
People need to respect Kaido and they need to respect Wano for what it has done to the animation of this series.
Oh, like, yeah, by far.
Since that Zoro killer fight, it has just been nonstop, bro. It has just been nonstop insane. There have been some quiet moments, but for the most part, when it's time to slap, Toei is bringing heat.
And Wano was a big reason I got back into One Piece, and I kept hearing great things. It's like, Rick, you got to get the Wano, and I'm like, bro, I've been on Puck Hazard for 14 years. I'm not coming back. I've been on Puck Hazard for 14 years. I'm good, man.
Oh my god! No.
And FYI, Burke is a big reason why I jumped back in too, man. I mean, outside of the pandemic, really, really sucking for everybody. Burke was a big reason I got back into One Piece. So I give a lot of props to him for my recent success in my fandom. So appreciate you, bro.
I'm here for it, man. Like, yeah. I want everyone to understand the greatness that is this stupid little pirate story. Like, it has got all the things you need. It is a balanced meal. It has got humor. It has got sadness. It has got things that you can deeply reflect upon and look upon in your own life and carry it a lot. Like, it is something that I find just be overwhelmingly incredible.
Yeah, the one thing I say about One Piece, if I had to define what it was, One Piece for me is it's all fun and games. It's laughter, it's fun and games. But when shit gets real, it gets real. And when you F around and find out, you F around and find out. Like,
exactly.
With the Straw Hats, they have a great time. But if you mess with them, you're going to find out real quickly.
Super fast. Yeah. Like, oh, you thought you were just going to punt around this little, like, furry looking dude with a doofy hat? Nah. Yeah. Nah, this green head son of a bitch gonna show up and cut you down. That's his son. Don't do that.
So you think you're just gonna jump Usopp? Or you think you're just gonna kidnap Robin? And it's gonna be okay? Nah, we don't. Nah. Nah, fam.
Nah, we nah, throwing we, hands with the government, bro.
Yeah, like, yeah, nah. A little flag, flag. Toki King,
burn it right. Light that flag up. I don't care. Yeah. I'm a stupid 17-year-old boy. And I'm going to get my friend back.
That's what's happening right now. Yeah. So number one, man. oh shit! I'm laughing already, man. I'm sorry. I'm taking my mouth shut, but it's y'all going
to
enjoy
because the number one I said is going to answer a bunch of questions that were brought up previously.
The context alone in this is going to be bad. So go ahead, man. Enlighten us.
When you come into fiction, right? When you come into a new piece of fiction, you oftentimes look for things that draw you in, things that speak to your heart, speak to your soul. And when I came into this story, the first individual that I just thought was the coolest dude of all time, still do, because he is, Vince Smoke Sanji, ladies and gentlemen.
Vince Smoke.
The drip, generally undeniable. I used to smoke cigarettes. The man kind of makes me want to pick the habit back up.
And disclaimer, do not pick it back up, okay? You're good. You don't have to.
Like, try not to. Okay. Don't smoke like commercial cigarettes, because they got all sorts of garbage in them. Maybe hand roll some tobacco, grow your own tobacco.
Yeah,
maybe.
I'm cool with that. What you can do is, when you have that craving, just put a lollipop in your mouth, bro. If y'all get that reference, then she's too young for you, bro.
Oh, kids.
Yeah. Oh, bro. They had
One Piece rap going through, man. Yeah, but anyway, yes.
They had cork guns and lollipops. Just, go ahead, man.
Just everything about the dude just speaks success. Like, it just speaks badass. Like, everything about him, I just don't get it. Like, oh, I don't want to damage my hands, so I'm just going to literally kick the ever-living shit out of you.
Yeah.
This man can just casually kick through metal, like a mountain. Just, hey, this big-ass piece of rock. Oh, I'm just going to kick a man who's a part dinosaur off a fucking island.
Who was it?
Like, what?
Dude, I've been at home, I watch random One Piece episodes and clips. Like, Pluto TV has been great because they show all the pre time skip stuff. And I was watching them with Arlong Park, man. And when Sanji got that water, man, he kicked the living shit out of the Manta Ray dude, man. He was just
he was embarrassing, bro.
Dude, like, I ain't seen no, like, he was literally kicking his ass. Like, if you ever want to look up Sanji versus Manta Ray guy, I can't remember his name.
You're gonna want to look for the everybody. You're gonna want to look for the one. There's one that they came out with, because they like redid a lot of the stuff from like the early.
Oh, that was bad, dude.
Like a lot of pre time skip stuff. They like redid the animation for, and they redid that fight. Oh, it is crisp.
The only thing I don't like about that special is the walk to Arlong Park was awful in that special. It wasn't good, but the fights were good. I mean, Sanji, he put his foot in the air. He just started haranguing the shit out of dude, bro.
It was bad, man.
Yeah.
Like, generally, that's how the fights go in One Piece. Like, Sanji kind of has like the easier time. Like, you know, like he's not out there like really sweating too much. Zoro, they put that man through the goddamn ringer. They don't care. Like, Oda don't give a shit about Zoro. Like, he just is like, oh, I'm gonna just cut you, dice you the fuck up, bro.
Yeah,
I'm gonna put you out of commission for like an arc and a half, basically.
Pretty much. But when you come back, though. You know,
yeah,
so.
Look, I'm a nerf, and like, just absolutely, you are so strong, I have to nerf you for arcs.
Like, I can't have you be stronger than Luffy, so I'm gonna have to put you on ice for a little bit.
Well, I mean, again, Luffy's the king of getting his ass beat. That boy has been through all sorts of manners of shit, even before Kaido. Like, even before Kaido, there are times you can go back to, like, Crocodile
beat him religiously multiple times. I'm like, I mean,
stabbed him. When he got stabbed, I was just staring at the screen like.
I mean, Luffy thought he was hot shit against Crocodile, and he found out real quick. But
he really did.
I still never get over the fact when Enel shocked Luffy the first time. It was like, what was that? It was like, what happened?
Because the entire time before it happens, if you have just a basic understanding of science, you're like,
yes.
This is gonna be funny. This is
how's it gonna work?
This is gonna be kind of hilarious. Wait, hold on. Wait a minute, and then bam, nerf.
I would tell you something. If you ever get down your knees and pray for something, and the people on Skype, they got exactly what they asked for. Because I mean, this dude's been slaving them and putting them through hell for years, and Luffy come out of nowhere and he can't hurt him.
We do kind of fight. I mean, I don't want to get into like spoiler territory, but you know, prayers and dreams are kind of important in this universe to a degree. It appears.
Yeah, prayers and dreams are important. I mean, in every universe. I mean,
of course.
Yeah, every universe. You know, dreams are important. You got to follow your dreams. Get opportunity to watch Naruto. So,
Boruto. Do not watch Boruto. Nobody, please.
Well, Boruto. Okay, spoiler. If you all read Boruto, the latest chapter is better than all of One Piece. Just stating right now.
I've heard that. Yeah. I've heard that, apparently.
You heard that too, that man? I heard that.
Yeah.
I mean, I read it. And I was like, it was pretty good. But I mean, people say it was better than One Piece. But
yeah, chapter 79, right? Yeah, chapter 79 of Boruto is better than all of One Piece.
All 1,079 chapters. Yeah, just
that's a strong statement. That's a powerful statement.
Hey, believe it. Mm-hmm. But it's not, everyone. It's not. For me personally,
you can't even hear believe it ever again. Like it's believe just, it. Yeah. Oh God, so, it hits your heart like in a just kind of terrible way. Like it's bad.
Well, I'm gonna throw my three out right quick. I think for number three, I hate to say this because I like his outfit, but my number three is tied. I probably have to go between That's tough, man. I got a lot of ties here, except for number one.
Okay,
hit me. Okay. Number threes, I got to give it to probably God, Usopp, and Law.
Just God, Usopp, or is it just does that carry to all of Usopp's many forms?
Okay, I would say this from Arlong Park till now, all of Usopp.
Okay,
because Usopp got a quality win in Arlong Park. I don't care. It was clean. He got his win.
That was a money fight. I'm sorry. Yeah. That is a money fight.
Dude walked away and he was like, no. He said, I can't do this right now against my friends. Hey, you stinking piece of whatever. And I was like, yo, I said, Usopp calling this dude out. He just whooped the shit out of him.
When he won that fight, the pure unabashed joy that dude had, I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, let's go, bro.
I did it, everyone. I did it. I love Usopp. I mean, and I think what took it over top for me was the Soga King and the and Soga King was great, but the God Usopp moment is probably my favorite moment for Usopp ever. It was beautiful, it was perfect, and then to see my boy Joker Doflamingo put the longest bounty on him. that shit is hilarious, bro. Yo. That man was like, he said, Luffy's pissed me off, Joro's pissed me off, but the number one person's pissed me off more than ever. And he just, you know, Usolando is pretty much dead at this point. Mm-hmm. And he was like, God, Usopp, and then all the stars came up. Everybody turned on Usopp, too. He had a great speech and everything.
Bro, that shit was absolutely perfect.
Okay,
I cannot wait for Elbaf.
Okay. We can get that in a second. Okay, so number twos, I probably have to give it to Frankie and Jinbei. Love both of them. Frankie's like Frankie would have been number one, but Frankie's got done wrong in time skip. But Frankie,
a little bit.
Frankie's had some good moments in Wano. I give him that. So.
You know, you got post time skip, you got this whole Senior Pink situation. I mean, that's strong. Like,
that's
what I think people.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh no, go ahead.
No, Senior Pink. That was so beautiful, and I loved it. They had Senior Pink pacifier in Odyssey, and that kind of made my whole day. I saw the pacifier. I was like, it's an item. I was like, you know what? Respect.
No, oh, that hurts.
Yeah. So Frankie, and then number one, hate to be cliche, it's Luffy, man. Like, I have never, like, I hate being cliche, but I'm like, this dude, like, I didn't think I would be closer to anybody else but, like, Kamina and Gai Sensei and Yusuke.
Mm-hmm.
Luffy and I are, like, brothers right now, man. I go to war for Luffy right now. He said, Rick, I need you right now. I need you. I need you. We going to get Shanks right now. I'm going to be on his side. But
I'm taking that divine departure straight to the face.
Okay. Yeah. So spoilers, and we'll come back in a minute. So you probably I'll say whatever. But spoilers.
Mm-hmm. Due to upcoming spoilers, please fast forward to 22 minutes and 38 seconds, unless you want to be spoiled.
Useless mid, useless kid, whatever the guy name is. Yeah,
came right into it just hard, man. Yeah, you just came for the throat.
Chapter 107.9. Right. Yeah, I'm not joining kid on no venture against Shanks. I'm good, man. I'm good. I don't want that trouble. The dude lost his arc versus Shanks, and then he goes back after him again.
He didn't even lose it to Shanks. That's the best part about this entire thing. I just want everybody to understand that. The first time he saw, actually with his eyes, the first time he actually saw Shanks, Divine Departure came mere seconds afterwards.
Yes.
Like that's what happened. The first time they went up against the Red Hair Pirates, Ben Beckman neg-diffed this boy's arm from a mile away.
Yeah, wasn't even close, man. It was sometimes you gotta learn the hard way, man. So, okay.
I guess, but wow.
I mean, I'm gonna say this. Oda doesn't care about the guy. Like, if you cared about somebody,
no.
You wouldn't do that to them. No, you wouldn't do that to them.
No, we can't say that. We can't say that Oda doesn't care about him. That's rough. That's rough. Because, like, their kid has to do something. What? I don't know. But he has to do
this story something. This story is over, man.
We're basically at the end. I'm aware of that.
There's no story to tell.
Because if this is literally the overall end of Eustace Captain Kidd, right? Then that means that everything we went through in Wano, we had this man for a while in Wano. That story time could have gone to a bunch of other people who have desperately needed it in the post-time skip. Mad Straw Hats have been left to the wayside because of Law and Kid. Law is awesome. So whatever. That's fine. I'll allow it. But if we're going to say that's it for Kid, then that was a travesty. That entire thing was a travesty. It's a hilarious travesty. But that's just, what?
It's okay. I got somebody who's going to take care of him. Make sure he's going to live the rest of his life in solitude. My girl, going Mary, is going to take care of him. And before I get out, wait for the spoilers, guys. But just real quick, so Burke sent me a picture, right? And it's a kid laying next to going Mary, and then Luffy's bounty comes like sinks in the water. It's like the most depressing shit ever. I hope Oda puts that on one of the covers. I hope so. Oh man. Okay. In rant, spoilers, whatever.
He hangs it up in his house. Yeah. I hope someone blows that up and puts it in a frame for him so he can hang that shit up somewhere.
Yo, dude. So okay. Okay, we're back. Whatever seconds, whatever. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, so anime only people. So hopefully y'all didn't get spoiled. I'm just sitting here thinking about One Piece in general, man. I'm just like, you know, I'm so proud of One Piece. Because everybody shits on One Piece. I mean, that's the way it was for so many years. We got through the Four Kids shit, then people shat on because they had Naruto and Bleach to watch, and they chose that over One Piece because of the stench for Four Kids. I don't think One Piece would have been as bad as it is now if it wasn't for Four Kids. I honestly feel
that did not in any way, shape, or form.
But what I do love is the fact that this story is that strong, that the fact that it's now mainstream. Like, I never thought it would rebound ever in my life. I was, you know, this is going to be a totally other country thing. And One Piece is killing in the United States right now. Now, I love it, man.
It's really kind of insane. Like, I've not been in the story technically all that long. Like, because my journey through this whole thing has been a bit odd, right? Because One Piece has always been this like weird kind of buzzing in the background.
Yeah.
I didn't know much about it. No one in my groups were talking about it. It was always just this, it's just been there. And it's just continuing to be there. It's going to be like Detective Conan, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just going to keep going forever.
How'd you know Impo? Yeah.
Exactly. It's just going to keep going forever. And that's cool, whatever, fine. It's got a trillion episodes. I can't get into that. And then I had a friend who finally actually knew a little bit something about it. He would like play the video games a lot. He would like kind of, and through the video games, like kind of sort of knew some of the story, had seen some episodes, but blah, 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 blah. And it was like late 2018 when I was finally just like, all right, fuck it. Let's give this a whirl. Because like, Wano was picking up in steam a little bit, like it was starting to get a little bit more known. And what specifically truly actually interested me the most was, you know, you're on YouTube, you know what I'm saying, it's late night, you're engaging in certain things, and you're watching videos are cycling through, watching old anime fights,
yeah,
and all of a sudden I see this one fight for Luffy versus Katakuri. I was like, oh, right. I was like, all right, let's see what's good, right?
Bro.
Woo! Yeah. I was like, golly, what is happening in this show? Dude. I didn't know it was like this. Hold on. Wait. So I sit through that entire just monstrous event of a battle.
What a way to like, start, man. Cool. Holy shit, dude.
Yeah, right. What a first thing to see. So I'm like, all right, cool. Like, yeah, cool. I'll give this a shot. So I'm like, all right, my friend's like, oh, we need to sit around and watch it. So like, we just one day he comes over, we just start watching episodes, and I'm going through this, and I'm like, I need to start reading. Yeah. Like, I can't. I need to know what happens. This story is too good. Like, everything I'm sitting here watching is far too enjoyable.
Yeah.
Pacing aside, it's far too enjoyable. So I need to get into the ass of this story. And that I did. Like, I sat down and throughout pretty much all of 2019 just blitzed that manga. Absolutely just killed it.
Yeah. And I'll tell anybody this as well. There's certain times One Piece where it just isn't hitting from the anime standpoint. And sometimes there's some parts of the manga it just isn't hitting. But it just, man, like, you could flip-flop either one and catch up. You're not really missing much. I would say, like, Water 7 was amazing in the anime. It changed the animation. Everything changed. As soon as they got to Water 7, the animation changed. The character designs changed. It was night and day for anything prior to that. And I love it.
Yeah, 1,000%.
The reason I got into One Piece was because of two reasons. One, I was in Naruto filler hell. And I was like, I didn't really care for. I mean, I like Bleach, but at that point, I'm like, this is Yu Hakusho. I don't want to watch any more of this. And then I was sitting there. I was like, my friend was like, Ricky, I watched One Piece. I'm like, I'm not watching that shit, dude. I said, I watched it on Fox Kids. It's horrible. Ricky, it's not the same. I said, it's the same shit. It's not, Rick. So I'm like, okay, cool. So if this thing goes out, I'll send you another invite. We got 10 minutes left on here, and then I'll follow back up with that. See another invite. Okay. So, you know, I was just sitting there and I was like, you know, I'm gonna try it out. And I was like, oh, it's not bad. And I was like, the first two episodes I wasn't turned on because I only think the first two episodes of One Piece are really good at all. It's meh because he's in the barrel, he meets Kobe.
Luffy's great, but everything else around it's kind of like you got Alvida, and you're just like, well, who are these people? Like, what is this?
Yeah, so what happened? I went to a convention, I went to Casticon, and I saw a guy in a Speedo, and he had these big arms on his arm. He had the big, like, he looked like Popeye, and he had like the Jim Carrey do. And I was like, I said, what the hell are you wearing a Speedo? It's February. And I was like, hey, where are you from? He said, I'm from One Piece. I'm like, I've never heard that character before. He said, I'm Frankie. And I was like, okay. So I went online. And I saw the clip because they just got the episode 300 when I first started. And I saw Luffy versus Frankie. And I was like, you know what? I'm watching this shit. I said, that's my favorite character, Frankie. Now, I'm watching this stuff. I'm starting from episode 2, where left off last time. I'm watching this whole thing. And it was probably within 3-4 weeks I caught up, man. I took off of work and everything. I was totally blown away by that costume and the fact of who this character was. I'm like, I said, I've never seen you in One Piece. I said, I've never seen you on Fox Kids. He's like, don't ever say that ever.
Yeah, no.
Not real.
The only positive that came out of that time is the One Piece rap, because it's just so bad.
Yeah, the One Piece rap was really bad. It was phenomenal. I love the One Piece rap.
Yes, no, it's great. But
that was it.
It's great in the exact same way that the Ninja Turtles live Radio City show that they had, like the music and shit. Like, I love that in my heart. Like, I love that shit deep in my heart, but I know it's terrible.
I would give 4Kids props. No matter what thing they acquired, they always created banger intros. I give them that. Everything they touched was a banger intro. Like, I was like, you know what? Whoever their guy is creating this stuff, he's right. Like, everything was fire.
I think that guy had to have known that whatever they were going to adapt was going to be just absolutely terrible. So, like, he's like, I got to get him in somehow. Like, I got to get him into the door somehow. We're going to do it.
But what I would give 4Kids props is they saw the money aspect. They saw, they knew these properties were great. They didn't know how to execute it, but they were like, you know what? We already hit, you know, they hit on Dragon Ball, but maybe we can find something. Okay, we got Pokemon. That mm-hmm. work. We got Yu-Gi-Oh. Okay, which One Piece thing is picking up, and it's like, yeah.
And yeah, that's the thing. It's like, all right, yeah, no, this thing's pretty huge in Japan. And like, you know, since Jump Street, One Piece has been gigantic in Japan. So it's like, all right, yeah, no, this should be pretty easy. Like, there's obvious money to be made here. Who doesn't love pirates? Hey! Yeah,
exactly. Okay, so now that got your attention, man, and we've been talking to them. So, you know, talk four kids stuff, good stuff, four kids, whatever. On to the next. So, you know, this is One Piece After Dark. So let's talk about the After Dark stuff.
Ah, yes, of course.
Okay, cool. Who are your top three hottest women in One Piece? And you cannot say Yamato.
I can't say Yamato. Okay.
No, not at all, because that's Odin. That's a guy. So leave it at that. Let me stop. Okay, I'm gonna say this real quick to everybody. Oh damn. I can't even say without you know what, I'm not gonna do that right now.
Kaido's daughter, yes. Yes. No, as stated numerous times, Kaido's daughter. Is called disparagingly. Like, you can see Kaido says he because he's like, why didn't I have a son? This could have been so much better if I had a son. My life would be better.
So let me say this. I'm not gonna try to spoil it for folks because it's not my place. I don't even want to say it here on the podcast because it's really jacked up. Because yeah, I had my issue with Yamato, so I'm not gonna bring up Yamato at all because I'm gonna get myself upset, and I think Mike would get upset too. So yeah, I am not happy about Yamato, and I'm gonna leave it at that. Not because of the orientation. The manga stuff, I'm not happy. I don't even want to talk about it.
There are a lot of people who are not happy with how Yamato's whole situation ended.
Yeah,
there are a lot of people who are happy because they didn't want her.
No, spoilers. Nope. We're not doing it. I know, come and get upset, man. We're not doing it. We're not doing the spoilers, man.
Okay. Another time. Yeah, that's cool.
I mean, okay. So your top three are carrot, and carrot, right?
Oh, that's every sane One Piece fan, right? Yeah. No, Carrot's the baddest bitch.
One Piece love. Fuck out of here. The One Piece loves. What's it? Babs from freaking Space Jam.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no. Lola Bunny is Lola than Carrot.
Yeah, I'm thinking Babs from Tiny Toons. Yeah,
even Babs from Tiny Toons is better than Carrot. Get that goofy bitch out of here, man.
Yeah, I mean,
people... Luffy sitting here trying to read, she all nibbling on his ear and shit for no reason. That was a weird ass scene, man. Like, what the fuck was that?
Hey, furries are your thing, man. I'm cool, but Oda, you kind of lost me there, bro.
That ain't me. I mean, look, Oda gives something for everyone. Oda is a very giving man. There is, if you want you know, grannies, Big Mom is here. She's like, what, 68? Yeah. Old woman, old as shit.
When she was younger, she was nice though.
Bad as hell. But like, you know, sometimes you get a little lazy, you have a bunch of kids who are strong, you got a son who got future sight, you don't got to do as much anymore. Like, what's the point of getting up? I'm gonna eat literal cake. I'm asleep all the time, and I'm gonna wake up and I'm eat cake for two out of my 10 meals out of the day.
Okay, like, I'm gonna say this. We're talking about the son of a Big Mom, strong as shit. We talked about him earlier, Katakuri, and
this will give me time to think of. Okay, cool. Baddies,
so let's say this. He's a disrespectful son of a bitch.
Mm.
I mean, if you always see
Son of Big Mom, which one? There's a lot of them.
Katakuri.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
How are you going to tell the future king of the pirates how to use his observation hockey, though?
You know, I mean, like, you just...
Like, I mean, how...
You get caught up in a situation.
No, how disrespectful is it? Like... Bitch, I'm a grown ass man. How you gonna tell me how to use my observation hockey? I'm a grown ass man. Like, you know who I am? Like, bro. Like, can you imagine being Shanks? Yeah, dog. So how you gotta use your powers? Bro, I'm Shanks.
Like, don't talk to me like I'm some bum, bro. Like, I was out here fighting grown men when I was like 10. Like,
dude, like, I got one arm. I was going white. Bro, do you know who I am? Yep. Bro. I would with straight Shannon Sharp on his ass, like Shannon Skip moment. Skip, look, Skip, you know,
Skip.
Like, bro, he's like, I know what to do, bro. Are you kidding me right now, dog? What? Say one more word right now. Say one more word.
There's a lot of disrespectful. There's a lot of disrespectful cats. There's a lot of disrespectful. But
that's my cousin, man. You fired.
People be forgetting sometimes, like, who certain motherfuckers are, and then they got to get reminded, you know. And then they do. It's painful. It's rough to watch, but you know.
He showed up. They thought he was hot shit. He's like, "Yo, what is the son of Big Mom's doing here, bro? I got this shit, bro. Roll out. It's my daughter over here, bro. Go do something else. Go eat some cake, man. Oh, bro, you got your three together yet, man?
Okay, this is gonna be in, like, I guess no particular order. We're just gonna go out there. We're gonna try to think deep. We're gonna look within ourselves, and we're just gonna try to figure it out.
Look into your heart.
Honorable mention. Shirahoshi. She's just a good girl, but she don't have, like, legs. You know, this ain't like a Little Mermaid type situation. So, like, it ain't really gonna work out. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's a sweetheart. She's an absolute sweetheart of a girl. I really respect her.
She's kind of a weapon, dude.
Literally, yes, quite literally. She is destined to be a problem.
Well, I mean, when One Piece ends, it's going to be because of her. She's going to be the catalyst.
Imagine trying to attack this girl. She starts crying. All of a sudden, gigantic beasts come to the aid and just like, hey, you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't be doing that, bro.
I'm telling you, at the war, when they had that war at the end, man, they should slap her around a few times and call her Susie, and it's all hell gonna break loose.
Oh, it's gonna be bad news.
Yeah, it's gonna be bad news. Okay. Cheryl, she's cool.
But as I said, honorable mention. You know, I said this wouldn't be in order, but I think my actual, like, just straight up number one, we're just gonna get it out the way.
Oh, Vivi. It's obviously Vivi.
Nah.
That's your girl, bro.
Rebecca. It might just be Rebecca.
Rebecca, that's some wholesome content right there, man.
Rebecca's awesome, man. That bitch went through all sorts of all manners of problems, man. Like, Dressrosa is rough. A lot of people have, like, a lot of kind of, like, negative memories to Dressrosa because, like, the anime pacing was fucking bad, and, like, it's a long arc in general. I think it's...
It's
80 chapters, 100 chapters. Like, it's a long time.
I actually loved the anime more than I did with the manga. I thought the anime portion of Dressrosa was fantastic. I was so excited to get out of Punk Hazard, probably why as well.
That could be it, too. Yeah. That could be, yeah. Yeah. And just a lot of the stuff that happens in Dressrosa in the anime is just visually, like, ridiculous. Like, when like Dofus is up there in the air and he just casually turns around and just, like, cuts that pillar in half.
Dude.
Bro, that scene still to this day is just gorgeous. Yeah. Absolutely gorgeous.
My scene every time, I got two favorite scenes, and I keep saying this every time, is when Luffy first saw Sabo again. Oh man, I'm trying to cry on the pocket. Well, luckily I'm not on video, so he can't see me. And then, man, when he ate the fruit, because Burgess was trying to get it, and then he destroys the whole stadium. Scene right there, boy, man. Ooh. I was like, all the feelings came back. I was like, whew, can't do me like that. And of course, the Red Hawk that he did on what's his name was pretty cool too, on Doflamingo.
Sabo is such an interesting thing because, like, many other authors, if they would have tried to pull some bullshit like that, would have fucking flopped.
Yeah.
That would have flopped hard.
Oh, nah, yeah.
Oh, you know, they had a third brother. Oh, that, like
yeah. makes it okay now. Like, no. Like, but it was heartfelt because, like, they built up Sabo and he came out of freaking nowhere. And you're like, holy crap, that's Sabo. Like, oh my goodness, like, this kid is dead. this kid is dead. Like, he had a great childhood, and then he chose not to accept his childhood. It was bad, then it was better, and then it was bad again, and then he was just enjoying life with Luffy and Ace.
And now he gets to have a life where he's more of a son to Luffy's father than Luffy is.
Yeah, that's kind of
that's beautiful. That's really beautiful.
Actually. Yeah,
the dad of the Pirate King. That's great.
Oh, I know we get off topic, man. But when Sabo was reading the newspaper and his memory started coming back and he saw that Ace was dead, boy, bro, I need the moment. Like, my wife's been watching. She hasn't watched One Piece. She watched One Piece film Red, but she's been watching my emotions during the pandemic. And she thought I was kind of depressed and emotional about everything going on in the world, which I was. But One Piece wasn't helping me out very much. I was going through a lot of emotional trauma because I was like, Oda, like, y'all got to chill, man. Like, it don't have to be this deep.
He will never let you forget. Won't let you forget. It's like, you think everything is cool, everything is safe. You're going into Wano, you're like, oh, awesome, yay. Right. And then it's like, oh, yeah, Ace was friends with Yamato. And you're just like, I'm never going to escape this motherfucker. I can never just put him away. I can never just put Ace to the side. It's like, no, don't forget. He's still dead.
Yeah. Everybody, episode 1015, he's talking about Ace and Yamato. I will say it to this day, the absolute best One Piece episode ever created.
Until upcoming events. Yes.
Oh yeah.
That is not anything specific. That's not even close to anything specific. I'm talking about just stuff. Yeah. Like, there is stuff to come that will I am hoping break the internet. I'm hoping we're gonna get a situation like Ultra Instinct again.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for. It is going to happen very soon. And we're gonna have an Ultra Instinct moment, everyone. And I'm telling you right now, it's the internet's not ready for this, man. I think that we're gonna have a flurry of new fans as well, and I'm here for all of them.
Yeah. A lot of people are going to see something really, really remarkable because Toei has been snapping for like nonsense. Like, the last episode that came out is considered one of the worst chapters in Wano. Like, nobody liked that chapter at all. People actively try to forget it. And still, there were so many moments in there that are just like, wow.
The last 30 seconds of the latest episode was the best part of that episode.
Woo!
I mean, the whole budget of the episode went to the last 30 seconds, and it
was
fantastic.
Percent, yes.
I would say this about Toei. I absolutely love how they end all their episodes. Because they always ended on a phenomenal, and the fight scenes at the end transitioned to be continued every single time. Yes. I respect it.
Especially a lot more now, ever since they got to the rooftop. They have been doing that shit like money. Incredibly proud of those people.
Oh,
I hope they're getting enough sleep.
Yeah, now they are. But talking about Toei, again, people clown One Piece because of character designs, animation, and stuff. But a lot of people don't understand what's going on right now. So I was out with my friends a couple weeks back, and, they clown One Piece all the time, man. And I'm just like, I'm the only one. In my close friends, I'm like the only person to watch One Piece. So it's like automatically my... Yeah,
shameful.
Yeah,
shameful.
It's like automatically my comments don't matter because I like One Piece. So I sat around, with my friend's TV, I said, I just need your attention for 5 minutes. I'm going to show you a few things. I showed them Zoro and Sanji when they were like all freaking flying through the sky, all rainbow like when they were fighting King and Queen. They were like, hey. Okay, cool. And then I showed them episode 1015. They were like, when Luffy punches Kaido, and I'm like, and then I showed them when Luffy punched Kaido so hard that We Are started playing. Oh, and he did.
That's
the greatest thing. Go ahead.
Crunchyroll, the person who titles the Crunchyroll like clips,
the best,
has the best job on earth. Like, they just let them just cook, bro. They just are like, do whatever you want, fam.
Crunchyroll is putting the clips online, and they're just saying, hey, this is the clip. And it was like, Luffy punches Kaido so hard that We Are song starts playing. And I'm like you actually wrote that out. Did they have the one where it's like it says Luffy punches Kaido 1,000 times and then 1,000 times into to be continued?
Yeah, and then like it fucked up the to be continued screen. Like, oh my god, bro!
Yeah, it was like
just brilliance, brilliance. People are having too much fun. Like, everyone is having too much fun right now and working on One Piece.
Everybody, One Piece is fun, man. I'm going to say it's fun. I enjoy
it. It's a blast. It's just an absolute blast. Like, the characters, the way things come back, like, the way that you will see something in chapter 102 that makes its way back later on is like, that's just beautiful. That's absolutely actually beautiful.
Yeah.
It hits.
Yeah, I would say probably the greatest callback I've ever seen is, and I give Oda props for this. I laughed in the manga, I laughed in the anime, but the fact that when Sanji, your boy, first got his poster, they fucked up the poster so bad, and everyone's like, they look just like you, and then the guy who's been tracking them down ends up being the face from the poster, Duval, and I'm just like, yo, like, come on, Oda. Like, you gotta chill, man. This guy, he's like, you know, but who's this guy? I think I heard his voice before. I think I know him. And you're like, yo, who is this guy? Like, who's this guy chasing them?
And all it had to be was a dumb joke. All it had to be was the person just fucked up a bounty poster. There never had to be a whole ass character and episode dedicated to that whole situation. I can't, bro. And that moment is so stupid and ridiculous that people forget Luffy shows like Conqueror's Aki for the first fucking time during that little mini arc. Like, that is just always forgotten about when he like stops the bull, because everything to do with Sanji and Duval is so friggin' hilarious.
Dude, the two greatest things is Sanji finally seeing his face, and you already know what the second one is, man. Yo, Brook's laugh is the greatest thing ever, dude. I laughed so hard because of Brook, man. Brook had me in tears. So I'm like, they actually animated this dude losing it. The Straw Hats are so bad. Like, they pinned each other so bad, man.
It's, bro, because, like, you gotta understand this from, like, Brook's perspective, right? This man has been on a ship by himself for decades. He's just had nothing else but a violin. He had to deal with that. Lost his shadow. He's out here fighting Ryuma. Like, it's been rough for this man. Yeah. So he's finally got time to chill, relax, get to know some new people, go somewhere, be out in the sunlight again. And one of the first things is this situation. Like, that's going to kill you. That's going to just break you. And it broke him. It broke him, and now he's a better person because of it.
I remember turning the page in the manga, and they showed his face. I was at work, and I remember I was working for the service desk, and all of a sudden, all the tears came down my face. I'm losing it. And, like, we don't have, like, walls. It's, like, one big open space. And my friend Chris is like, Rick, are you okay? And I was sitting there crying. Like, somebody thought I lost somebody in my family or something. I'm sitting here dying, dude. I am not okay. I can't breathe. I'm like, I'm losing it, bro. I'm like, this really just happened? I was like, yo.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. Oh, that's where One Piece takes you, man. Like, people got to remember that this is a manga for comedy. Like, this man wants to be funny.
But, you know, and that's why I have to say this. Pre-time skip was all about hilarious, being funny and having a great time and getting to the common goal and caring about your friends. Mm-hmm. Man, time skip has been really fucked up, dude. Like, there's no more fun and games anymore.
Post-time skip is real wild because it's just like, hey, what's going on, everybody? You know, we took some time off. I understand Marineford hit y'all really hard. Death of Ace, all that jazz. It's been a rough time. So how about we start off with the first arc dealing with, like, hardcore slavery?
Yeah.
Is that good? Does that make you feel all right? All right, super. We're gonna follow that up with children being worked on.
Yeah,
so that they exploitation. Turn into giants.
Yeah.
Is that cool?
That's cool. Yeah, that's cool. I'm cool with that.
Experiment on kids? Yeah, all right, cool, dope. So we're gonna follow that up. We're gonna follow that up directly with a guy who Let me check the notes here. Let me see if I understand this correctly.
Jonathan Majors.
Puppeteered a man to kill his own constituents.
Yeah.
Took over his land and then started smashing his daughter. Is everyone happy now?
Okay, so you all may not know what's going on with smashing the daughter thing, but Oda did confirm that he was smashing her.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, he just recently confirmed that it was going down.
Viola.
Yeah, Viola. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That happened.
Because, you know.
Yeah.
Cause like that.
Because he's Jonathan Majors. That's what he does, you know?
All of this was consensual. Let's understand here, ladies.
Okay.
You know, I guess as consensual as, you know, being a lunatic dictator you can be, but consensual, ladies.
Okay, hold up. Okay. He was a Avengers level threat. So he did he did Avengers level threat stuff.
I'm calling out everybody if Doflamingo shows up.
If you haven't seen Ant-Man, the same thing happened. Wife was getting on with him too. So I mean, just the way it is. Hank Pym. Yeah, Hank Pym's wife. I'm sure she was getting on with Doflamingo.
A minute.
Yeah, 30 years. She said she had needs. She had needs. Viola's dad is not there. Everybody has their memories.
She people don't remember anything. Yeah. She's a dancer young girl coming up.
She's chilling.
Dofie is charismatic as fuck. That dude's got drip for days. Conqueror's hockey. I mean,
things happen.
That
and
dude, he's him.
Yeah, I mean, she has nothing else to do. So I mean, hey, things are never going to change. So might as well get with the program, right? You know, that's where I am.
And that's what happened. So let's see. Oh, wait. Let's see. We're gonna follow that up after that.
Oh, here we go.
After that beautiful little tale, we're gonna follow that up with another lunatic warlord guy who took over an entire land with a Hydra because the Hydra was picked on. So he decided he was going to boil a man in oil. Enslave a bunch of people, feed them.
You're actually missing the arc where you're dealing with some parental abuse. Child Protective Services should have been called.
My bad. I did jump completely over that. Entire arc. We're literally the entire theme of Whole Cake Island is like parents can be kind of shitty. Big Mom, trash. Trash.
Definitely parents need to be fathered and mothered too. That's what I look at. They need parents need parental guidance as well. It can't be the kids raising the parents, and that's the side.
Yes,
that's the side.
Exactly. Yes. That's the side. Yes. If you have good parents, go hug your grandparents if they're still around.
Exactly. A lot of respect to Sanji in that arc, man, because he went through it, man.
That explains everything. If you still have major issues with how Sanji is portrayed as a character after Whole Cake Island, there's something wrong with you. That's really all I got.
I'll tell you, I guarantee his dad. I think he's the favorite out of all his kids. I honestly, even though he treats Sanji like shit, I think he does it on purpose. I think he does it because he likes Sanji the best, and I will say that, and I honestly feel that way. I think he likes Sanji.
You know what? I think he kind of has a little bit of respect for him. He does. I put this kid through absolute shit, and I can't break him. I cannot subjugate this kid at all. I put him in an iron mask and locked him down deep, and he's still out here caring about feeding rats.
They're probably like, sire, at least heard from Wano that Sanji unlocked his potential. Oh, snap, jackpot!
Oh my god, bro, when all that, spoiler territory, because we're close, depending upon when you put this out.
It happened in anime. Remember, he had the mutation. It happened in anime.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
We're good.
My bad, I was thinking even further ahead. After Judge got the papers, and he's looking about what his boy did. Especially that he put the work on Queen.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God. That's my boy. That man was shedding tears. He said, "Thank you.
If you were my daughter or my son in this room, get out. You're not Sanji. Get out. You'll never be Sanji. Get out."
He probably said that to Yanji because he definitely don't like that boy. Arm. What does that mean? Dude. What does that mean? You gave... Okay, So if Sanji's powers would have worked out, he would have had like invisibility,
yeah,
and probably a little bit of fire, right?
A little bit.
The first kid has like kind of, it's like combustion, explosion type stuff, and then you have electricity. So that you just gonna give my man a robot arm?
That's what you leave the green one? Yeah, that's a. I'm telling you, man.
What was that?
Hey, Sanji was the whole package. Yeah, that's the thing. You were all the other kids. Sanji ended up being the whole package, bro.
All of it. He can beat the brakes off of all his brothers single-handedly right now.
He was taking them without the suit before even when Whole Cake was going on. I was like, hold up. I said, this dude, like, I thought his sisters and brothers were badass. He kind of give his brother some work right now.
Ah, man. Life's been too easy for them kids, man. You saw when Katakuri one-shot that motherfucker.
Well, Katakuri is a badass dude. But let me just say this as well, everybody. When it gets to that point, we have this large-ass war. If Katakuri and Luffy ain't fighting together, man, I don't want it.
Oh, I have thoughts. I have ideas. I have plans, man. The final war, it's everybody against like the world government. There are too many things that need to happen. Like, I need to see Luffy riding in like on top of Kaido's head. Like, Kaido's like Boro breathing. Luffy's doing some kind of big dumb punch. Like, I need something fire, bro. Like, I need something.
I'm telling you, Usopp's gonna be coming off the beach pointing at the Marines, and he's gonna be leading the Giants. I know it.
Oh, that's everybody. No. People don't understand. Like, there are folks like, oh, Usopp's been done so bad post time skip. And I'm just like,
what?
Wait. A, you're dumb. B, wait for Elbab. Like, just wait for Elbab is all I gotta tell you. If you think that the events that have happened, if you think Whole Cake Island wasn't a good period of time for Usopp, you're wrong.
I want to say this. Usopp's he transcended in time skip. He's no longer a punk. Like, he's fighting, and he's literally, he's not the best, but him, Nami, and Chopper, they totally different people now. Like, Usopp got some muscles. That dude got some abs. It don't matter who it is. Usopp's going to do his best.
Bro, this man had the best, like, time skip clan of all time. He's just like, I'm just going to eat and run and fight. Yeah. And then I'm just gonna get ripped as shit.
That dude came back. Worked out as shit, bro.
Even had Nami looking at it for a second, like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Man, not bad.
Yo, my guy, I'm gonna tell you, what part was it with him? When he was at Dress Roasted, right before he came, got Usopp. He was running away and he saw the guy, the little short people,
the top tops.
Yeah, they cheering for him. And said, come back, Usopp Lando. He came back, he cracked his wrist. He was ready to fight, man. And then that dude, his accolades in Dressrosa alone, I don't care what anybody says, I tell everybody every day, he was the most pivotal character in that arc because he kept winning.
And he had the biggest W's.
When you know what's important, he had to do it twice. I got to do two things. I got to do the same thing twice. And he did it twice. Like, and he did it well twice. No matter what happened, he got it done. The hockey was on point and everything.
This man unlocked his observation hockey and is like just staring down miles, and it's just like, wait, I can see people. Hold on, now I got this shot. No, it's over.
Then
literally, and then literally like crippled the number one thing that was keeping Doflamingo in power, like just like knocking this doofy bitch out.
That shit was so hilarious. You just see Doflamingo, the people are turning back to the people from toys. What? It's like, yo,
started to sweat, bro. That man had no fear of anything that was happening at the time. Until that exact moment.
And I'm going to get Usopp one more thing. In a pre-time skip, when they were at, Enies Lobby, and this dude was on top of the tower. They're on the other side of the freaking island, and they're getting sniped. And I was like, oh, what's happening? Who's shooting us? And, you know, he's tearing up the guy from CP9, the one with the mask. Actually, any other day, start with a T, doesn't it? The guy who's kidnapping a Robin.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, that could be his name.
Of, no, he's such a piece of garbage that I straight up forget his whole existence.
Yo, they were like, "What's happening?" It said, "We have, this must be a sniper. How is he hitting us from that far away? Nobody hits from that far away. He was up the top of the tower sniping them." And I was like, "This dude, Usopp, man, problem." And that's, but yeah, man. I can talk about One Piece all day, man. I love talking about it. I know this got a little off topic, man, but I love.
Oh yeah, no, this was a hot mess of ramble, but I'm here for it.
But that's what I do with Jonathan, man. We just ramble, dude, because it's like those are the best ones, dude.
You just got to get that energy out of it.
Yeah, I'm just happy to talk about One Piece in general, man. So I love to have you on here, man. This is an ongoing series, everybody on Top Trio. So I'm going to meet up with Burke again. We're going to do this on the regular. So if you like it, let us know in the comments. And if you want to talk about more stuff, we can. I'm trying to keep it fair to everybody because not everybody wants to read the manga. But, folks, I can only keep it on the wraps for so long, man.
I beg of you people to read.
You people. Y'all.
Whichever you want to take that as, people you people is, start reading One Piece because it will dramatically and drastically improve your life.
The reason I read One Piece is because I got tired of getting spoiled. So I was, you know what?
Exactly.
It's staying happy with My Hero. I said, you know what? I'm not doing this no more.
That's actually what happened to me. I think it was another YouTube situation, actually, where it was like, going through YouTube, and like a big time YouTuber was like, the video had like come in while I was doing something else. I'm like not really paying attention.
Yeah.
And he started talking about things like chapter like 990 or something. And he's like going on about shit. And I'm just like, oh.
Yeah. And that's the problem, people. As soon as you go to YouTube, they can figure out what they recommended videos and the thumbnails they use. Like these people on YouTube, why would you use that thumbnail? Then you can use a million other thumbnails.
Oh no, these motherfuckers is terrible. That could be a whole like 20-minute discussion by itself between the two of us. Like these motherfuckers are atrocious, scandalous, even.
Yeah, I don't know what was the most worst kept secret. Was it Beast Gohan? Or was it Spider-Man and Avengers? I don't know what was the worst one. It was like both were so bad. It was like, damn, like I can't even enjoy this, man. Like, why?
That is legitimately a tie right there. That's legitimately a tie. Yeah. Golly.
So, I mean, if you all have seen the spoilers or if you've seen One Piece Red film, you all know what's coming. So I cannot wait for that day. So I can't wait to talk to y'all more about that.
Yes, sir. And I would just like to kind of sort of cap all of this off on no, I do not hate Zoro. Zoro's fantastic.
You lying somebody, man. I have to hear.
I like memes, bro. I like memes. I don't hate Zoro. Memes are funny.
If y'all get the opportunity to talk to Burke and you get a chance to chat with him, he has the best pictures of Zoro and Chopper, and Zoro making Chopper into a man and coaching him in the right way. I love those pictures, man.
Oh, they will absolutely touch your heart. Yes.
Yeah. I love everything about Chopper and Zoro, so I'm excited to see where that goes. And Chopper's turning into a real man, and he got ladies at Zoe too. One of them, so my man.
Oh yeah, no. Gonna be the best doctor in the verse. Gonna have a bunch of little weird, whatever that doctor girl was, she was like a fox or something. Have some weird deer fox kids. It's gonna be great. No,
phenomenal, man. Cross species relationship. Yeah,
He's also human technically, so that's like a trifecta of Bizarro.
Let's make it real. He is a man.
There you go. Yeah, that's true.
He's not a deer. He's not him. He is a man.
I know that deep in my heart. He's also definitely not a tanuki.
He's a man. He's a man. Cool, man. Let me get up off of here. It's a pleasure, bro. We would
kind of like Jungle Man. Kind of like Jungle Man.
No, right, Jungle Man. go watch AEW, everyone.
Please.
It's fantastic. It's the same level of writing as One Piece.
Oh yeah, exactly. Yes. Peak fiction every week. Every week.
Yeah. So thanks again, Burke. We'll get together again for another episode two. I'm about to go away on vacation. But everybody in the comments, let us know how you feel about this and what you want to talk about next time. We'll have some actual topics next time. So instead, we just won't go off so off topic.
We'll focus up. We'll focus up.
A lot of it's my fault. Sorry, I was too excited.
All good, homie.
Cool, man. Y'all take it easy tonight. Thank you again for listening to One Piece. Thanks again, Burke.
Thank you, sir. Take care. Have a good one.